We are pleased to be joined on the Valley Christian Counseling and Wellness phone line by Fargo City Commissioner Michelle Turnberg. We thank her for her time, and I will tell all of you that I did not see the note or the story about her vote until just right before the show. So not only is she wonderful to come on the show, she did it in a very quick turnaround. So we appreciate her on short notice joining us today. Michelle, thank you for taking a few minutes with us. How are you today?
Hi, Steve. I'm great. Thank you so much.
So I want to just let you tell your story a little bit on your vote last night. I have, from the very beginning on this, said I am torn because I want to support our police and our fire. They should be our first priority when we're talking about city budgets, but they always seem to be the last thing. And so I was torn on this vote, and I ended up voting for it because I thought, well, I think we've got to be able to take care of them if this is the only way. How? I wasn't going to be one that said no to taking care of them, but I said I'm going to pitch a fit on the radio while I do it, and I've done that. So I was very thankful to see your comments on this one. As the city commission voted 4-1 to sign off on basically the appropriation of this money that's going to be collected. So I want you to talk about your vote and why you decided that this was the stand that you wanted to make.
Well, it all started basically right when I was elected and became a part of the Fargo City Commission. The firefighters have been for years been asking for better pay, and they're not asking to be the highest paid firefighters in the region. They were actually quite far behind from some of their peers and, losing people because other departments pay better. And especially if you're, a young person that doesn't have necessarily family or other ties to the community, you're able to move, and they were losing people, and they're still losing people. So what they did is they worked together, came up with this idea for a quarter cent sales tax, and they said it would be for safety, so for fire and police, first responders. And they proposed this, and I thought, you know what? These guys have a problem. Instead of bitching about it and complaining, they came up with a solution, asked for it to be on the ballot, and I thought, absolutely. Even though the city, this is a basic core function of the city. Fire, police, safety, streets, water, those are core functions. We shouldn't need a tax to pay the people that keep us safe to be paid in a reasonable wage. And so that, first of all, irks me that we even have to do this. But I was impressed that they had the gumption to do this, brought it before the commission, it was approved. They went and spent over $100,000 of their own money, went door to door, held community meetings, held open table meetings, visited with voters, got the word out that fire needs to be, we want to be paid better. Everyone in the city benefits from our fire department. Our fire department is so good that your insurance premiums are lower because of our fire. So to me, it was, you know what? If they're going to figure out a way to make it work, good for them. And so they did that. And in my mind, voters expect those firefighters to be paid adequately, and they want more police. They want boots on the ground. So they did it. 70% of voters agreed and voted for this quarter cent sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
So it passed, and then the, actually implementing it had to come into effect. In my very first meeting, I sat down with some of the people in administration, and I said, we better have the best paid firefighters and more police officers, or you're going to have very, very angry voters. And I said, I do not want to be embarrassed by some sort of proposal at a public meeting that catches me by surprise, and it's not what we've promised voters. And I was told, well, actually, there is no, they don't have any legal authority to tell us how to spend it. The city actually has the authority to do that. But just because you can doesn't mean you should, mm-hmm. right? So my problem is, and I have this posted on my Michelle Turnberg Fargo Commission Facebook page from last night, I asked, how many people in here are firefighters? 20 to 30 people raised their hands. How many went out and donated their own money? All the hands went up. How many talked to voters, went door to door, held meetings? All the hands went up. How many are happy with this proposal? No one raised their hand.
So I
feel like we've done the fire a disservice, and I think making them happy wouldn't have taken that much more. And this is bringing in $8.5 million a year for the next 20 years. They weren't asking to be the highest paid, but I think we could have given them a B plus instead of a C.
So specifically, why did you vote no last night?
Because there were some improvements to the plan. Initially, they wanted to pay off previous debt that should have been budgeted for. Absolutely not. So that was taken out, but I didn't feel that the first priority of this should have been to make the people that actually brought this money into the city, I mean, they're the reason why we have this problem to deal with. They're the ones that made the vote pass, and they're the ones that made it happen. They're the ones that brought the money into the city. That should have been number one, make them happy. Hire more police, and then, you know, the rest in capital, if we need some improvements, wonderful, but come on. And you can have other people spin it any way they want. Oh, this is great. This is great. We did all that. We accomplished everything. There were a lot of pats on the back. There wasn't one thank you to the firefighters who actually got this passed. So we have this money.
So let me ask you this, Michelle. What I think I hear you saying is that whatever, it's $8 million a year that's going to come in through this quarter cent sales tax, but not all of it is going to the fire and the police?
No, it will go to fire and police, but, you know, they specifically wanted better pay. So I think that should have been priority one. So priority one, we get them to be where they're all happy. Some are happy, some are fine, but there's a big chunk of them that still aren't. And I don't think it would have taken too much more of a conversation between the city and fire to make it happen. I think we could have figured it out. Now,
okay.
The only positive that I take away from last night is this will be revisited yearly, so we can see what the actual numbers are, because it's estimated $8.5 million per year. Some years maybe more, some maybe less. But we can reevaluate and, you know, maybe take care of those pay inadequacies down the road.
Okay, so am I understanding you right? You're saying the money is going to fire and police, but it's not going to the pay for the fire and police. Is that what you're saying?
Some is. But to me, why aren't all the firefighters happy? They're the ones that passed it. You know, it wouldn't have taken much to get them all happy. They did all the work. They invested their money. They got the vote on the ballot. They got the voters to approve it. So why aren't they happy? That should be number one.
Got it.
You know, yes, it goes to police too, but police honestly had nothing to do with it. They were not involved in any of the meetings or door knocking or campaigning. But the day after the vote passed, the chief asked for $300,000 to purchase barricades so vehicles couldn't come crashing through like other travesties that we've had, like in New Orleans,
yep,
in Wisconsin, where, you know, people have driven into crowds of people. Was that needed? Maybe, yes. But that was spent even, you know, before we had stuff figured out. I just feel like firefighters' pay should have been priority one.
Okay.
And that's why I voted no.
I got you. So this money is going to what? Just general operational needs of the fire department and not salaries and compensation? Is that what we're talking about here?
There is salary compensation. It's not what everyone was hoping for. And again, they weren't asking to be the highest paid in the region. Now they're up to about average. But that also meant police got a bump in pay because there's a cushion there where police are paid higher than fire just because they are constantly in the line of danger.
Mm-hmm.
There's more requirements to become a police officer. So then that was added. My biggest thing was, I believe the public's vision on this was for fire to be paid, fully staffed, and to get more police officers and to get boots on the ground, because people are tired of the increase in crime.
Yeah.
And you, and there will be some hired, but, you know, then, I mean, you can go on the webpage and see in depth of, and the fire scale is very complicated. There's steps, you know, and then you have different ranks and that type of thing.
Sure.
But, you know, like police, they're hiring a wellness coordinator. Well, that's wonderful for our police. And, you know, I've basically approved anything that they request, because I fully support Back the Blue, support our first responders. But I believe that the voters want a bigger police presence, that they're tired of crime. They're tired of the speeding and the racing in streets. They're tired of break-ins. They're tired of dealing with incidents downtown, and they just want more police officers. And the chief has been asking for more police officers for years.
Yeah. Okay, so if I understand you right, I think what I'm hearing you say, and I'm maybe not asking the questions in the best way either, but I think I hear you saying, yes, the money is all going to go to the police and fire departments, but it's what we're using that money for within police and fire that could be done better.
Right.
Yeah, okay, got it. So you voted no. Were you hoping then that we could go back and redraw that plan? Because the story that I read made it sound like you were doing this no vote as kind of a protest about, why are we even here? Like, we should have never needed this extra mechanism. We should have done this with the general city budget funding. But I think what I hear you saying is, I'm voting no because I don't like how this money is being spent specifically. So was your no vote?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So your no vote was, Let's go back.
I didn't like the proposal that the city proposed.
Of how the money was to
be
allocated.
How to divvy up the money.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think
Yes, and you're also correct in saying that we should not need a tax to properly fund our fire and police, because
yes,
it's a core city function.
Yeah, 100%.
We're spending
right.
too much money on other things. That is 100% the problem. The spending is out of control. And I even brought up, I mean, so you've been telling firefighters since at least 2018 from, you know, doing research and videos that I've watched. Since then, we've had proposals for how many million was the bridge to nowhere? 11 million? We spent $250,000 on a consultant for that. And then the deflection center, which nobody wanted, was $12 million, but yet we can't fund fire and police?
Doesn't make sense.
It's too much spending.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that you and Dave Pepcorn's been pretty good on this, too, about where we're spending our money, and we're thankful that you're fighting those fights. Michelle, I've got to run. Thank you so much for taking the time. Good stuff, and I appreciate you standing up for the right things. Keep at it there, young lady. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Steve. Have a great day.
Take care, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
You too.